policy iteration in the previous lesson did a full evaluation step between every improvement step, an outer loop, wrapping, and inner loop. Value iteration is the simpler sibling. It interleaves the two completely. Each update is one direct sweep of the Bellman optimality equation, max over actions, not sum under a policy. Repeat until V stops moving. There is no explicit policy maintained during the loop. The policy falls out at the end, or whenever you ask for it, as the greedy action with respect to the current V. Two facts make this work beautifully. The Bellman optimality operator is a contraction, so V converges to the optimal value function at a known rate. And the greedy policy stabilizes long before V converges, often after just a few iterations, which is a stopping trick that makes value iteration efficient in practice. The lesson runs it four steps on the same MDP, from policy iteration, so the comparison is direct. The value iteration update. The update is the Bellman optimality equation, used directly as an assignment. Read it slowly. For each state S and each candidate action A, you compute the immediate reward plus the discounted expected value at the next state under the current value estimate. Then you take the max over A, and that is the new value at S. You do this for every state in one sweep, then repeat. There is no policy in the loop. The implicit policy at iteration K is Ishom, act greedily with respect to the current V. But you do not need to write it down until you want to act. Compare with policy iteration, which maintained an explicit policy throughout and changed it on improvement steps. Value iteration just chases the optimal value function. The policy is a byproduct. When does V stop moving? Two practical answers. Theoretical, keep going until the largest entry-wise change between successive iterates falls below some small epsilon. Practical, keep going until the greedy policy stops changing, because for the purposes of acting, you only need the right policy, not the exact value. The second one is often much earlier than the first, as the worked example will show. Why it converges, the contraction property. Define the Bellman optimality operator, call it T star, by so the value iteration update is just applying T star to the previous iterate. The fact that makes everything work is the Bellman optimality operator is a contraction in the subnorm with constant gamma. In symbols, for any two value functions. U and V, a single application of the operator, shrinks the maximum entry-wise gap by a factor of gamma. Applied k times, it shrinks the gap by gamma to the k. Because the optimal value function is the unique fixed point of the operator, by the Bellman optimality equation, iterating from any starting point gives V at iteration k as the operator applied k times, and the distance to the optimal value function shrinks geometrically with rate gamma. Concretely, the error after k iterations is at most a constant times gamma to the k. You do not need the proof for the algorithm to work. You need to know that convergence is geometric and the rate is gamma. A gamma of 0.9 halves the error roughly every 7 iterations, which is fast on small MDPs and slow on big ones. The same contraction makes Q-learning converge in phase 3, so this property pays off twice. Worked example, value iteration on the AB MDP. Use the same two-state, two-action MDP from the previous lesson so you can directly compare. States AB actions stay and switch, deterministic transitions. Gamma equals 0.9. Initialize V at A and V at B to 0, and apply the operator sweep by sweep. Iteration 1. Starting from V at iteration 0 equal to 0, 0. Greedy policy implied by V at iteration 1. At A pick stay, Q is 1, greater than 0. At B pick switch, Q is 2, greater than 1 at 1. That is already the optimal policy, the same one policy iteration converged to. Iteration tipo 2. Using V at iteration 1 equal to 1, 2. Iteration 3. Using V at iteration 2 equal to 1.9, 2.9. Iteration 4. Using V at iteration 3 equal to 2.71, 3.71. You can see the pattern. V is creeping toward the fixed point, the optimal value function, 10, 11. That policy iteration found exactly in two rounds. After four sweeps, you are at 3.439, 4.439, still well short. The geometric convergence at rate gamma equal to 0.9 means errors shrink by a factor of about 10 every 22 iterations. Full numerical convergence of V is slow. But the greedy policy is already optimal from iteration 1. A quick check across the iterations. The greedy policy is stay, switch, at every iteration, including the first. Stop value iteration whenever the greedy policy stabilizes, and you are done long before V is. Value iteration as the extreme of GPI. The previous lesson introduced generalized policy iteration, GPI. Alternate value estimation with greedy improvement. Now you can place the two phase two algorithms on the GPI spectrum. Full policy iteration. Evaluate to full convergence between improvements, many Bellman sweeps in the inner loop, then one improvement. Modified and truncated policy iteration. A few Bellman sweeps between improvements. Value iteration. Exactly one Bellman sweep per improvement, with the improvement baked into the max. 3 points on the same spectrum. They all converge by closely related arguments. They trade off computation per outer step, low for value iteration, high for full PI, against the number of outer steps to convergence, more for value iteration, fewer for full PI. On a small MDP, either is fine. On a real problem, the choice is empirical. Why this matters when you use AI? Value iteration is the simplest planning algorithm, but its shape is everywhere downstream. Q-learning is value iteration on sampled transitions. When you do not know P and R, you cannot compute the full expectation under P inside the max. So you replace it with a sample from an observed transition, state, action, reward, next state. You bootstrap a target, immediate reward plus discounted max next state Q, and nudge Q at that state action pair toward it. That is exactly value iteration's update with the expectation replaced by a sample. Lesson 8 develops it in full. DQN minimizes the Bellman optimality residual. A deep Q network approximates Q with a neural network and uses gradient descent to make Q close to the Bellman optimality target. Immediate reward plus discounted max. Next state Q. The recursion is the same. The table is replaced by a function approximator. Lesson 9. Early stopping the greedy policy is a standard trick. In planning and in practice, stop iterating values when the policy stabilizes can save orders of magnitude of computation, especially when gamma is close to 1 and value convergence is slow. The biggest single mental model: iterate the Bellman update. The policy comes for free. Everything that follows in the track is this idea adapted to the sample-based function approximation setting. Common pitfalls: confusing the value iteration update with policy evaluation. Evaluation uses sum over actions weighted by PE, Bellman expectation. Value iteration uses max over actions, Bellman optimality. Both are sweeps over states. Only the per state operator differs, waiting for V to fully converge. The greedy policy often stabilizes much earlier. Stopping when the policy stops changing is usually enough for control purposes. Forgetting bounded rewards. The contraction argument needs bounded rewards. Otherwise, sup norm distances blow up. Real problems with very large or unbounded rewards may need a clip or a different analysis. Treating value iteration as automatically fast. Convergence is geometric at rate gamma. So a gamma close to 1 means slow convergence in iteration count, even though each sweep is cheap. The 2 trade-off. Maintaining the policy explicitly during there is no need to. The implicit policy is greedy with respect to the current V, and you can read it off at any time without writing it down. What you should remember. Value iteration applies the Bellman optimality equation as a direct update. At each state, take the max over actions of immediate reward plus the discounted expected next state value, the formula above. Sweep all states, repeat until V or the greedy policy stops moving. The Bellman optimality operator is a contraction in the SUP norm with constant gamma, so the iterates converge to the optimal value function geometrically at rate gamma from any starting point. The implicit policy at iteration K is greedy with respect to the current V, and it typically stabilizes well before V converges. Using the policy as the stopping rule is a standard trick. Worked on the AB MDP at gamma equal to 0.9 starting from 0, 0. The first 4 iterates are 1, 2, 1.9, 2.9, 2.71, 3.71, and 3.439, 4.439, creeping toward the optimal value function, 10, 11, found exactly by policy iteration. The greedy policy is stay, switch, from iteration 1 on, which is the optimal policy. Value iteration is the extreme point of GPI, 1 Bellman sweep per improvement. Policy iteration, truncated policy iteration, and value iteration are 3 points on the same evaluate then improve spectrum. Q-learning and DQN later in the track are this same update adapted to samples and function approximators.